We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program music critic of the Boston Herald, Jed Gottlieb. Jed, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Eddie Van Halen, who passed away at the age of 65. And no surprise, Eddie had been sick for quite some time, but a really stunning outpouring of grief and love for him across social media and the world yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. He had been sick on and off for a long time. The thing I think for Van Halen fans is that the band was so unpredictable that, you know, any show felt like it could be the last show, but it also felt like at any moment they could, you know, reunite with Dave or Sammy Hagar or get a new lead singer and tour again and release music. You just didn't know. And so, well, you may have expected, you know, that you may never see Eddie Van Halen live again. There was always that chance because he was always, they're always coming back for something else. So
the timing of the arrival of Van Halen, I think, was perfect for them. You're in the midst of disco and all of a sudden just a jolt of pure fun rock and roll. It was such a breath of fresh air in the late 70s.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, what's interesting is that they were a pop band. I mean, they were a rock band, but they were also, you know, they wrote very tight, very melodic, very catchy songs. And so, well, part of them sounded like, you know, Led Zeppelin. Part of them sounded like Neil Diamond. I mean, they were just, you know, they had this, like, kind of earthy tone to them. They had this very polished tone to them. They kind of took all these things and put them together. You know, Eddie Van Halen would do these just wild things on guitar that no one had ever heard before. They also wrote a hook that, you know, everyone loved and could sing along to.
And a great marriage of band and producer Ted Templeman seemed to bring out the best in them.
Yeah, he was, you know, he had a long pedigree before them working with the Doobie Brothers and Van Morrison. But rarely has a producer, I mean, you think of like George Martin and the Beatles, but, he did all six of their first albums. And he was kind of like that fifth member. Because I feel like, you know, obviously a lot of big personalities in the band, a lot of talent, and probably a ton of ideas that they had sort of wade through to find, you know, what's actually going to be a hit here? How are we going to put this all together on an album? And that's what Ted could do for them.
Eddie Van Halen was a classically trained pianist, played a lot of different instruments, but his work on guitar, just among the greatest of all time. Could you compare his style to anybody in the history of rock?
You know, this is what I think, you know, there are going to be, you know, jazz fusion aficionados or prog rock nerds that will talk about, you know, where he pulled like little things from. But so much, you know, when he arrived on the scene in 78 with that debut album, for 99.9% of rock listeners, it was unlike anything they had ever heard. And it wasn't just the tapping. And it wasn't just the speed. It was the tone. He constantly chased tone. He built and rebuilt and designed guitars. He took chainsaws to them. He pulled out, you know, all these different pickups from instruments and put them in other instruments. So he kind of had a holistic approach to sort of the way he took on things, and you can hear some classical influences in there. You know, he rarely acknowledges who he loved, but, you know, he has talked about Clapton a fair amount. But, you know, he's not a bluesy player, and he doesn't sound classical. He has this sort of strange, one thing that I think he did get from his dad, who was a jazz player, was he really swings things, and I think that's what makes him work, as opposed to, you know, some heavy metal guitarists are very classical and they'll play things that are very sort of perfect and sophisticated, but he has a real sort of swing to him. It's almost like a jazzy big band thing. So yeah, just a unique player.
And there were guitar gods that seemed to be working very, very hard. And someone had the comment yesterday that they had a brief encounter with Eddie along the way and said, man, I really dig your work. And he said, it's play. It's not work, man, it's play. And he brought a joy to playing the guitar that we didn't see a lot of in those days.
That's right. And it's interesting because, you know, a lot of people think of Van Halen as having a lot of infighting in the band and, you know, arguing about members, you know, like who was in and who was out. But when you watched him in the videos and when you watched him on stage, he was all smiles. He was loving it every minute. I remember the first reunion tour they had with Roth, the first time it came to the Boston Garden. His brother Alex does this, 10-minute drum solo. And where I was sitting, I could see Eddie off stage with, his guitar's not plugged in, but he's playing along to his brother the whole time. It's like he didn't want to stop. He just wanted to do this, just sort of riffing in his own head. So, I mean, there were conflicts and personality conflicts, but he loved playing so much. He just adored playing.
We're talking with Jed Gottlieb here on Downtown. I noticed my friends who were guitar players yesterday, almost to a person, posted a clip of Eruption. Was that the best of Eddie Van Halen?
That was certainly, he had all these wonderful minor moments, and he would, the reason why his speed worked so well is because sometimes he played slowly. The reason why his volume worked so well is because sometimes he would sit in the background or drop out of a track. But to answer your question, yes, that track is still, people still are trying to master it and figure it out. And, you'll see arguments about you're doing that, he was actually holding this down here. And, to decipher it is still an amazing accomplishment. And it's just a mind-blowing track.
We got a great story about Eddie. A couple of years ago, we had Alice Cooper on the show, and this was back when Van Halen was already huge, and Alice said that Eddie Van Halen reached out to him and said, hey, Alice, you're good friends with Glenn Campbell. Do you think you could get me a lesson with him? And to me, that just speaks to how this guy, who was already at the top of his game, still wanted to improve his craft.
Yeah, he really, he seemed so fully formed when he came out, but he really evolved over time. I mean, he added like sort of Spanish flamenco guitar influences and like, Nashville chicken picking kind of stuff. He wanted to advance himself as he went along. I think like any player, it's about sort of the journey and not about saying, okay, now I know everything, now I'm done. He wanted to improve his skills like anybody, and so he constantly played.
And along with the guitar, that was him on the keyboards on Jump, too.
That's him on the keyboards on Jump. That's him on the piano on Right Now and keyboards on I'll Wait. He was one of the rare people that, he transitioned his band. He brought keyboards into his band, which was people held their nose at that for other groups, but he made it work. He had such a wonderful melodic sense, and he didn't want to stagnate. He wanted to add elements, and he had the skills to do it, so why not?
Was part of the reason for his success and why he inspired so many because of the fact that he seemed to be, at least from my perspective, maybe the most accessible of the guitar heroes?
That's interesting. Yeah, he did. Van Halen, as huge as they were fun. They were a party band. They were, they certainly weren't regular guys, but they weren't, Led Zeppelin. Mm. They didn't have this. Maybe it's just because they're Americans from sort of like Pasadena, suburban, California, the Valley or whatever. But, they don't have that, they don't feel like the Beatles or Led Zeppelin or The Who. They feel like, guys that are writing about cars and women and, just enjoying life. They didn't seem to take the music very seriously, but very little else did they take seriously. So they did have that, you know, kind of accessible thing. I mean, Eddie Van Halen certainly didn't give a lot of interviews. I mean, he gave a fair amount. But interactions that you hear from other players and other fans when they came across him, he always seemed like a guy that just was a genuine guy.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to talk about him. Jed Gottlieb from the Boston Herald. Jed, always good to talk with you. Appreciate you making time for us this afternoon.
Thanks so much.